This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong police fired tear gas to break up rallies as black-clad activists blocked roads and trashed shopping malls across the new territories on Sunday. Meanwhile, protesters are calling for a general strike on Monday as residents demanded that police explain the circumstances surrounding the death of a university student who fell one story in a car park shortly after police fired tear gas nearby. Democrats and Republicans are already fighting over witnesses for the public impeachment hearings later this week. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
GOP members of the committees conducting the hearings have released a list of at least eight people they want to hear from, among them former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and the anonymous whistleblower. But Republicans need the committee's approval to summon their witnesses, and Democrats are in the majority. Chairman Adam Schiff offered a quick response, saying he won't let the hearings serve as a vehicle to conduct sham investigations into the Bidens or the 2016 election. Nor will he let the hearings aid what he calls Trump's effort to threaten, intimidate, and retaliate against the whistleblower. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iran State TV is reporting that construction has begun on a second nuclear power reactor at its Bashir plant amid heightened tensions over Tehran's collapsing nuclear deal with world powers. Authorities began pouring concrete for the base of the reactor on Sunday. Bashir's first reactor came online in 2011 with the help of Russia. This new reactor similarly will be built with Russian help. Iran's leader says a massive new oil field has been uncovered in the southwestern region of the country. President Hassan Rouhani says the field has 53 billion barrels of crude oil and could boost the country's oil reserves by a third. For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Cambodia freed opposition leader Kham Sokha from house arrest on Sunday. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
After 2 years under house arrest, Cambodia freed opposition leader Kham Sokha on Sunday. But it's keeping charges of treason in place. And the joint founder of the now-banned Cambodian National Rescue Party, or CNRP, is barred from politics and from leaving the country. Outside Kham Sokha's house, his lawyer says they are continuing to push for the court to drop all charges. Pressure has been growing on Cambodia's authoritarian leader Hun Sen to ease a crackdown on his opponents, as the European Union considers whether to cut preferential trade terms it gives Cambodia as a least developed nation.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. At least three people have died in bushfires in Australia. At least 30 people have been injured. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
After 2 years under house arrest, Cambodia freed opposition leader Kham Sokha.
The bushfire crisis spans two states in eastern Australia. Monstrous walls of flame have terrorised towns and villages. Many fires in northern New South Wales and parts of Queensland continue to burn out of control, despite a military-style firefighting effort. Waterbombing aircraft have doused them from above, while hundreds of firefighters, many of them volunteers, have gone into battle on the ground. The full impact on life and property could take days to emerge. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Woody Allen has ended his $68 million lawsuit against Amazon.com for backing out of a four-picture production and distribution agreement and refusing to distribute a film he had finished. AP's Julie Walker has details.
It's a $70 million movie, and Raleigh's very unhappy with it.
The filmmaker had sued Amazon in February after the online giant ended his 2017 contract without ever releasing his completed film, A Rainy Day in New York. Amazon had responded that Woody Allen, whose daughter Dylan had accused him of molesting her when she was a girl, something he denies, breached the four-movie deal by making insensitive remarks about the Me Too movement. In papers filed Friday in U.S. District Court, Allen and Amazon agreed that the case should be dismissed without prejudice. Terms were not disclosed. A Rainy Day in New York was released overseas, but not in the U.S. Julie Walker, New York.
Spanish voters are heading to the polls today in the country's fourth election in as many years. A leading leftist party pledged to help the incumbent Socialist Party in the hope of staving off a possible right-wing coalition government that could include a far-right party. Japan's Emperor Naruhito and Empress Masako waved and smiled from an open car in a parade Sunday, marking Naruhito's enthronement. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.